Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday, October 10th, 2011. We have the beginning of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and Jesus warning us that he is the sign of Jonah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the moment the Queen of the South will rise, when men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have the beginning of the book of Paul, or the letter of Paul to the Romans. What a wonderful gift we have. Paul is writing for the first time to a community he has not yet met. His other letters to the Corinthians, to the Thessalonians, were written to people where he had ministered. And so he often explained himself in this way: "Remember when I was with you? Well, continue to do that. Or I encourage you to continue the good work we began when we were together." But we don't know what that work was or exactly what his thinking was. It's wonderful to see how Paul, in the letter to the Romans, has to spell out all of his theology, all of his nuances in his understanding as being sent from Christ. He certainly sees himself first as a slave of Christ and then as an apostle. He's totally subservient to the mission that God has given him. We could learn a lot from just his introduction to the book of Romans, just the beginning here. That Jesus is the fulfillment of the scriptures, that he's descended from David, that through him we have all received the grace of apostleship to bring about obedience to the faith of the whole world. Paul doesn't think small in any way. Certainly he sees himself set aside for the special work of bringing the Gentiles into the fold. What a gift we have in the book of Romans. I look forward to sharing it with you over the next 3 weeks. In today's gospel from Luke, we see that Jesus is responding to the crowd. They continue to gather in larger and larger numbers. And yet he says to them, "This generation is an evil and wicked generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." What was the sign of Jonah? Well, the sign of Jonah was this prophet, maybe unwilling, going to the city of Nineveh and proclaiming that their city will be destroyed, and everyone taking him seriously. I think if Jonah showed up here in Wrangell today, we'd call the police or take him aside and say, "You know, really, the world's not ending on May 22nd, 2011, or October 22nd, 2011, or December 21st, 2012. We don't know the day or the hour. How can you come and proclaim that our city will be destroyed?" But they knew, they must have known deep in their heart, they just must have known that something was wrong in their wicked and evil ways, because they immediately repented. Certainly we see the Holy Spirit acting there. We ask the Holy Spirit to bless the preaching of all modern prophets, but maybe bless our ears that we might hear deeply and be converted. Jesus is speaking to people of his time but he's also speaking to us today. We can have no life, no breath, nothing in this life without Jesus. And yet, how often are we busy with other things? Jesus goes on to say that the Queen of the South, who came up from Ethiopia to visit with Solomon, who was wowed, we can see in the first book of Kings, by his wisdom, the grandeur of his palaces, but mostly that she delighted in hearing Solomon speak the truth. Jesus is speaking the truth to us every day in the Word of God, and yet we fail to take him seriously. We've got, as many of us say, better things to do. Let us learn from Paul that we are sent to convert the world to God, and let us take Jesus seriously, or we will have nothing but the sign of Jonah, that without repentance there is no life. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.